Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. At least 12 labourers, including 5 women, were killed and 9 others were injured after a portion of a godown in Ahmedabad collapsed following a huge explosion on Wednesday morning, officials said. The godown, located on Pirana Piplaj Road, stored drums of chemicals, they said. During a 9-hour-long search and rescue operation, which ended around 8:30 p.m., the city fire brigade pulled out 12 bodies and rescued 9 persons from the rubble. The injured were taken to the Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation-run LG Hospital. A powerful explosion in the godown around 11 a.m. destroyed the structure and caused fire in adjacent godowns where labourers were packing ready-made garments, said officials. Our operation has come to an end. We pulled out 12 dead bodies from the debris. We also rescued 9 people alive. The fire was doused within 30 minutes. The operation was mainly about rescuing people trapped in the rubble, said Chief Fire Officer M.F. Dastur. An NDRF team also joined us in the evening, he said, adding that it was the explosion which was responsible for the damage and loss of life. There was a fire, but it was minor. The godown collapsed due to the explosion. We used concrete breaker drills to break the concrete slabs to pull out people, he said. At least 24 rescue and firefighting vehicles were pressed into service after a call about a minor fire and explosion was received around 11 a.m., Dastur said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered condolences to the kin of the deceased on Twitter. Anguished by the loss of lives due to a fire in a godown in Ahmedabad, condolences to the bereaved families, prayers with the injured. Authorities are providing all possible assistance to the affected, the PM tweeted. President Ramnath Kovind also offered condolences. Distressed to learn about the loss of lives in a fire that broke out in a godown in Ahmedabad, Gujarat. My thoughts and prayers are with the bereaved families. I wish speedy recovery for the injured, the president tweeted. Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani announced an ex gratia compensation of Rs 4 lakh to the kin of each deceased. He also appointed senior IS officers Vipul Mitra and Sanjeev Kumar to conduct an inquiry into the incident, said a government release. The godown is located in an industrial area on the outskirts of the city. We have initiated an inquiry into the incident, said Deputy Commissioner of Police Ashok Munia. Labourers working in adjoining units told reporters that the explosion was so powerful that it destroyed the walls of the godown, which contained chemical drums, following which the concrete roof collapsed on the people working inside. Relatives of some of the deceased told reporters that their kin were not working in the godown where the explosion took place. My mother worked at a ready-made garment unit adjacent to the godown. Due to the explosion, the entire structure, including the adjoining place where my mother worked, collapsed, one person said. While the exact cause of the explosion is yet to be ascertained, some local factory owners alleged that the explosion took place in a boiler installed at the chemical godown cum processing unit. India's ties with the US are based on bipartisan support and the two countries have forged a relationship that has withstood the test of time, Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla has said, as he exuded confidence that the outcome of the US presidential elections will not affect the bilateral ties. Shringla, who is on a 7-day trip to Europe to review bilateral relations and discuss matters of mutual interest with key European nations, also said that India-US relationship is very comprehensive and multifaceted. Our relations with the US are based on bipartisan support. You see it in Congress, you see it at the public levels. We do believe that we have forged a relationship that today has withstood the test of time, is very comprehensive and multifaceted, he told DW News in an interview. We not only share the same values and principles, but we also have the same strategic vision in what could be bilateral, regional or multilateral relationship, he added. Responding to another question on close ties between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump, Shringla said that their relationship has been special. Prime Minister Modi's relationship with President Trump has been special, but you have to remember that Prime Minister Modi's relationship with President Obama was also very special, he told the German news channel. He said Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has also made it clear in many of his statements that he values a strong India-US strategic partnership. So that's common to both President Trump and Vice President Biden, he said. Shringla traveled to Germany from France early this week on the second leg of his three-nation European tour that also includes the UK. To boost the BJP's preparations for next year's West Bengal Assembly polls, Union Minister and senior party leader Amit Shah will be on a two-day visit to the state from Thursday, during which he will have lunch with tribal and refugee families, the party's national media in charge, Anil Baluni, said on Wednesday. Sharing details of Shah's visit, he said the party's former president will hold a number of meetings in Bankura and Kolkata with booth workers, influencers and representatives of different communities. On November 5, the first day of his visit, Shah will visit Bankura to meet party workers and leaders from the different sections of society. The party workers from two zones, Rar and Hooghly Midnapur, covering over 70 assembly seats from the southern region of West Bengal, will attend the meeting. He will have lunch at a tribal household in Chaturthi village of Bankura district. On Friday, Shah will hold a number of meetings in the state capital with party workers in Kolkata, office bearers from more than 80 assembly constituencies from Nabodweep in South Central Bengal and Kolkata region. He will also visit the Dakshineshwar Kali Temple on Friday and later have lunch at a refugee household in Kolkata's Gauranganagar area. Shah is also stated to have a meeting with representatives of different communities later in the day, Baluni said. The BJP's West Bengal Unit General Secretary, Lokit Chatterjee, had on Tuesday said, "There is excitement in workers across Bengal as Amit Shahji is coming to the state. His arrival and his advice will boost the party's preparedness for the 2021 assembly polls in West Bengal." Sources in the party said Shah will meet party workers and leaders mainly from south and southwestern region of the state, as the BJP still has a lot of ground to gain in these parts compared to the north, from where it has 12 MPs out of its total tally of 18 Lok Sabha seats out of the total 42 in West Bengal in the 2019 general elections. The BJP has emerged as the main challenger for the ruling TMC in the state. And the United States on Wednesday formally left the Paris Agreement, a global pact it helped forge 5 years ago to avert the threat of catastrophic climate change. The move, long threatened by US President Donald Trump and triggered by his administration a year ago, further isolates Washington in the world but has no immediate impact on international efforts to curb global warming. Still, the UN agency that oversees the treaty, France, as the host of the 2015 Paris talks, and three countries currently chairing the body that organizes them, Chile, Britain, and Italy, issued a joint statement expressing regret at the US withdrawal. "There is no greater responsibility than protecting our planet and people from the threat of climate change," the statement said. "The science is clear that we must urgently scale up action and work together to reduce the impacts of global warming and to ensure a greener, more resilient future for us all. The Paris Agreement provides the right framework to achieve this. We remain committed to working with all US stakeholders and partners around the world to accelerate climate action and with all signatories to ensure the full implementation of the Paris Agreement," they added. The next planned round of UN climate talks takes place in Glasgow, Scotland in 2021. At present, 189 countries have ratified the accord, which aims to keep the increase in average temperatures worldwide well below 2 degrees Celsius, ideally no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels. A further 6 countries have signed but not ratified the pact. Scientists say that any rise beyond 2 degrees Celsius could have a devastating impact on large parts of the world, raising sea levels, stoking tropical storms, and worsening droughts and floods. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.